Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 59, the Sheeb Side Bet. So, I always learn. In this time that I've been investing in AMC, every once in a while, I'll wander off and I'll try to invest in something else. And it never really works out too well. That just, holding AMC, even though AMC goes up and down, right now it's holding at about $38. It's in pre-market right now on Friday, October 8th, 2021. And, whenever I would invest, I'd always inevitably just end up selling what I had and would just go back to AMC. So I did want to try to get into cryptocurrency, and I bought some Doge coin. I bought $50 worth of Doge coin. And then when Sheeb started making noise, I bought $50 in Sheeb. And then at that point, I was okay. And then, I was talking to my wife about it, and she's like, you should invest more. Now, the thing is, my wife told me the same thing about Facebook when Facebook doubled. And she said, buy more. And I said, why would I buy more now? It's already doubled. So, and I always regretted that. So when she told me to buy more, I thought, I don't want to regret this again. So I ended up buying more Sheeb, but at the time I ended up buying at its peak at about 35, and immediately within minutes went, crashing down, and it's never, come close to that again. And so I thought, well, let me try to average, bring our average down, because it had dipped again. So I thought, well, let me buy another. It's a little more Sheeb now that it's down again, and that way when it goes, if it does go back up to say 30, I'll be profitable. I'll make money on the stuff that I bought on the dip. But the thing is, and this is what I want to talk about, that I had a plan, and it was just to simply make a couple of little small side bets in crypto just to sort of get used to it, right? Get my feet wet. And if I had done that, and if I had stuck to my original plan, I probably would have been okay. That I probably would have made, a couple of bucks here. But my wife encouraged me to invest more, and I knew I was probably buying. It was too high when I was buying it because it could crash. I knew it, and I knew it could crash. But I went ahead and did it anyway because you never know. As who knows? Maybe it goes from 33 to 66. And then you miss out, right? You just don't know. You don't know these things. I mean, you know the risks when you do it, but you never know. So now I do, if looking backwards. But my point is to have a plan with your AMC. Because when you're making decisions on the fly, it's not like, and you can make a good decision, a bad decision, really, quite honestly. But you sort of get out of your plan. That it's one thing when everything is stable and you have your wits about you and you have a good plan and you can stick to that plan. Now, you can always adjust it if you need to, right? But if you have your plan, you understand why you've implemented it and you stick to it, and maybe you could have done okay, right? Maybe you could have done a little better, but you stuck to your plan and you did all right. You did good. As long as it's not a disaster, then, that it's probably not a good idea to stick to your plan when everything is a disaster. Be so stubborn not to move off of it and not to improvise, that can be a disaster. But I think when you're making these decisions on the fly, and like when things start happening, and then you start, well, what should we do? What should we do? And then you make decisions. And if it turns out to be a bad decision at that point, I think you feel bad about that because you're like, well, I just made this decision on the fly and it turned out to be a bad decision. I had my plan. I didn't stick to my plan. And if I had to, I would have been okay. Now, my thoughts on SHIB, like, well, why don't I just sell it all and put it back into AMC? Well, one, it's in a different, you know, platform. It's crypto. And the way I see the crypto is it's crazy. I don't understand it. I just know that a lot of people that invested years ago into Doge, into Bitcoin, all of that has paid off. And I think the thing about crypto, that where my head is at now is that these things come to our society and we don't understand them. Mainstream doesn't understand them. But slowly we start adopting them. Cell phones, the internet, you know, computers. And it's one of these things that there's, you know, in the beginning, the early adopters get into it and start using it. And then slowly the rest of society gets pulled along. And you start to see, you know, it being adopted more and more. And then there's a tipping point where everyone starts doing it, right? And I feel like now getting in on crypto, you're ahead of the tipping point. Now, listen, I was reluctant to get into it just because I thought, you know, this is a pyramid scheme. It's a scam. It doesn't. What is this stuff? And I didn't understand it. But you know, now that I have a little more experience now investing, I was comfortable making some small investments. And I think that when AMC finally pops, you know, I wanted to diversify our investments and have some in crypto. And this was a way to sort of get an introduction to that. And then I would always remember the crypto, like on Sunday night, this thing would take a huge dip, right? And I was always, everybody was anticipating, well, people are just getting capital for Monday for the market. So I was used to crypto taking these big swings. And I remember when Bitcoin got down to, I think, like $29,000. And now it's back to 57. Like, that would have been a good time if you wanted to buy Bitcoin to get it at 29. Really, it's these things, when you buy the dip, or either buy them early or buy a dip. And that's my philosophy, you know, when it comes to these things. You know, buying them at the top is expensive. So anyway, I think I'm going to hold on to my SHIB. It's really, like, to me, it's like a 5-year plan, that just hold on to it. So it's hard sweating it in these first few days, you know, when you make an investment and it goes down. But really, if it is going to be profitable in the end, it has to go back up. So it's never fun to, you know, look at your investment and see it down. But for now, I'm going to hold on to the SHIB and the Doge and just see how they are. But again, these are tiny. It's not even like 1% of my holdings into AMC. It's really, really tiny amount. These really are just little side bets. You know, it's funny, I talked about it as sort of a little diversion date, to get a little more excitement, you know, back into your life, because AMC is just kind of the stable. We're really in this standoff with the hedge funds at this point, that they're able to keep paying, as long as they can keep paying to hold their position, and we're, you know, holding on. We're going to be in this standoff, and it could literally go weeks or months, maybe even years. Who knows? Hopefully it will not be that long, but we don't know. I don't know. You just have to be, you know, willing to hang in there and, you know, keep your position financially, protect yourself, you know, make your decisions in your best interest to, you know, financially protect yourself. And, don't take your financial advice from YouTube or podcast, you know, make your own decisions about what you need to do for your financial health. And that's what we're going to do. We're trying to keep our AMC position, and you know, it that we pay a price in that. It'd be nice to put some of this money towards, you know, credit card bills, pay some of those off or pay them down. But we want to hold the AMC position for now. But, you know, listen, we got Christmas coming up. We have taxes that we need to pay coming up. And it's going to be tough. And I think the hedge funds know that. And, you know, they know the longer that we hold, that it's harder for us too. So it really is a standoff. We've talked about this being in a fight. and it being in a conflict and them really not just shorting AMC, but shorting you and feeling like they can outlast you and outlast the Abe community, that it hasn't come to the tipping point for them where they have to, you know, get rid of their, you know, cover their short positions. And we really just need that first hedge fund to go, you know, to go. And then hopefully that will create enough momentum for the rest of them. But we have one more day of trading and then the weekend. Always strange. God, it is so strange now to be on the weekend and not have that ticker there to watch. And just kind of you're waiting and waiting. Although I have to say, now with crypto I think is 24/7, 7 days a week. So at least I have that ticker there. And I wonder if it wasn't sort of a, again, I've talked about having it, you know, being, you know, addicted to, you know, watching it and you know, constantly, you know, waiting for that moment where the thing just, you know, starts its run and, you know, your life has changed at that point. I don't think it's quite that way with SHIB. I don't think SHIB right now is life-changing money unless it gets, you know, dramatically. I think that's like a five-year plan, whereas AMC hopefully is not. Hopefully, I thought AMC was going to be a five-day plan when I got into it in May. And, you know, now it's turned into like a five-month plan. And hopefully it won't take that much longer. But that's the game we're playing. It's a standoff, and you know, we're in the trenches and they're in their trenches, we're in our trenches, and we'll see what happens. But I'm holding my AMC. I haven't sold any AMC for any SHIB. So I think that's one of the other, you know, reasons that I'm able to hold on to the SHIB, is like we'd sort of come to a decision where we'd made our AMC position and that was it. We have enough invested that if it pops, you know, we'll be fine. We should be able to make decent money, and we can't just keep, you know, investing. It's too much, and we have to start looking forward. Otherwise, at a certain point, when things get tight, we're going to have to sell the shares anyway early. So we're just going to hold off and protect ourselves. So then why did we invest in SHIB if that's the case? And I think part of it is just because, you know, at the time you think, well, it's so low right now or it's so cheap. And now, and the key really is getting in when it's really cheap and really low that you can make these huge investments. Same thing with AMC. You know, if you could have gotten into AMC at $2 a share, that's a lot better than getting in at $50 a share or $40 a share and even $30 a share. And that was the reason why we put some money into SHIB and Doge. Just in case, you know, who knows by the time AMC pops, what if it takes a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, you know, where are these cryptos going to be at that point? And you know, is it worth making a little side investment right now? So hang in there, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story Podcast.